This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDNIDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 26th, 2025. ARRL continues the effort to pass the bill and needs every amateur radio operator in the United States to send a letter as we continue our nationwide grassroots campaign. The process is simple. Go to the link that you'll find at www.arrl.org/HOA. Put in your call sign and press the red submit button. It takes a mere seconds. The letter will automatically be sent to your elected officials, encouraging them to support the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act. It is before Congress right now and would give amateur radio operators the same rights to install antennas on their property as those enjoyed by users of TV antennas, wireless internet, and flagpoles. It is critical that every ham add their voice. Without it, members of Congress don't know how vital this legislation would be to our use of the amateur radio service during times of crisis, or how it can help inspire the future generation of America's technical leaders through getting the youth hands on the air with radio. ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, was the guest on the Ham Radio Crash Course YouTube channel. Host Josh Nash, KI6NAC, talked with Minster for 45 minutes about this important letter-writing campaign. ARRL West Golf Division Director John Robert Stratton, NA5AUS, shared insight into the importance of getting every ham to send a letter on the W5KUB Amateur Radio Roundtable podcast with Brett Glass, WY7BG, and Glenn Popiel, KW5GP. You can see that discussion on YouTube, listen to it on Podbean, or view it on Facebook. ARRL is encouraging amateur radio clubs to provide letters of support and empowering them with the tools to do so. For individual hams, the process is quick and easy. Just click on the link, enter your call sign, the system will fill in the rest based on your FCC information, and click the red button. It really is that simple and that important. You don't have to be an ARRL member to send the letter. So send your letter now and tell your officials to pass the bill. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, is seeking volunteers to passively track the 2026 Artemis II Orion spacecraft as the crewed mission travels to the moon and back to Earth. The Artemis II test flight will send NASA astronauts Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, and Christina Koch, along with Canadian Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen, on an approximately 10-day mission around the moon. Targeted for no later than April 2026, the mission will rely on NASA's Near Space Network and Deep Space Network for primary communications and tracking support through its launch, orbit, and reentry. However, with a growing focus on commercialization, NASA wants to further understand how the industry's tracking capabilities will work out. This collaboration opportunity builds upon a previous request released by NASA's Space Communication and Navigation Program, SCAN, during the Artemis 1 mission in 2022. 10 volunteers successfully tracked the uncrewed Orion spacecraft on its journey thousands of miles beyond the moon and back. One of the volunteers tracking in 2022 was Scott Chapman, K4KDR of Montpelier, Virginia. "Sometimes it's what you don't know that makes this kind of activity interesting," said Chapman. "All I had was a small S-band dish and a receiver and wasn't quite sure what I could or couldn't hear, but when I started hearing the signal, it made everything worth it." Chapman said he felt good about the whole process, and while it was interesting, it was also fun. There were also other participants during the Artemis 1 mission, including international space agencies, academic institutions, commercial companies, nonprofits, and private citizens who were also attempting to receive Orion signals. Chapman added that NASA is also looking for commercial partnerships to share in that process. If you're interested in volunteering for next year's event, all of the information can be found at sam.gov. The response deadline is October 27, 2025, at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Amateur radio has long been a vital partner with served agencies in providing communication support, passing traffic, and performing other tasks both in times of crisis and in times of community service. Through community events, hams help out before and when all else fails. The best way to become part of a serving the greater good in your area is by joining your local ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service ARES groups. Every disaster starts and ends at the local level, and so should community resilience through radio, said ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV. Local ARES groups are set up based on the needs of the local community. and local volunteers are critical to making sure they are able to serve when needed. ARRL has a tool to help hams get plugged into a group near them, an interactive map that will let those interested in serving connect with local leadership, and you can find those links at ARRL.org. As September ends, the lessons from the National Preparedness Month shouldn't stop with the change of the calendar. As ARRL sections prepare for the Simulated Emergency Test, SET, in October, being a trained member of a local areas group will add to your personal, family, and community resilience. You can read more about National Preparedness Month on ARRL News. The National Conference of Volunteer Examiner Coordinators, NCVEC, Question Pool Committee, has announced the immediate removal of extra class question E6D07 from the Element 4 extra class question pool and from use on examinations. The decision was made after it was determined that the question contained more than one correct answer. The current Element 4 extra class pool, effective July 1, 2024, remains valid through June 30, 2028. All volunteer examiner coordinators, VECs, and examiners are instructed to remove E6D07 from examinations as soon as possible. Updated files reflecting this change are now available for download at the NCVEC website. And the ARRL-VEC advises the community to regularly check the NCVEC website for updates to the question pools, which may include errata and withdrawn questions. JOTA and JOTI, the world's largest digital and amateur radio scout events promoting friendship and global citizenship, will be back on the air October 17th through the 19th, 2025. JOTA and JOTI is an annual event with scouts from all across the world connecting with each other by the use of amateur radio, that's JOTA, and using the internet, that's JOTI. JOTA JOTI is held on the third full weekend of October each year, coordinated by the World Organization of Scout Movement, WOSM. Scouts wanting to participate in JOTA will need the support of at least one licensed amateur radio operator or the support of a local amateur radio club. For participation in JOTI, scouts will need access to a computer, phone, or tablet, and an internet connection. For registration and all of the details, visit JOTA JOTI 2025, the world shaped by youth, on the internet. The 5th Annual Masonic Lodge is on the air, MLOTA, special event contest originating in Ohio, is scheduled for September 27, 2025, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The main goal of the contest is to see how many other lodges an amateur radio operator or teams of operators can reach from their own lodge in a single day. Each location is open to the public, and anyone with an interest in amateur radio is welcome to attend and give it a try themselves. For more information about the past contest and the history of the event, look for cqmorelight.com on the internet. The Roadshow Amateur Radio Club in Fairview, North Carolina will operate special event station N4H on September 27th through the 28th, 2025, to remember and honor those who lost their lives, homes, and livelihoods during Hurricane Helene in 2024. That event will be held from 1200 Zulu to 2300 Zulu on 14.275 MHz. A certificate and QSL card will be available. By the way, the Roadshow Amateur Radio Club is an ARRL-affiliated club. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. This story is rather interesting. For those that are currently operating through the satellites or those looking to get into operating, you know the issues with using a handheld radio. Correcting for Doppler is not easy. There are some radios out there that have Bluetooth, and there is an app for Android that will do the Doppler correction for you. However, that's only a small part of the problem. The other part is the full duplex ability. Currently, one of the only models available in a used condition is the Kenwood THD-72, which has been discontinued. What is the solution besides using two HTs or a full-size radio like the ICOM IC9700? Well, AMSAT Sweden sent a letter to a dozen manufacturers, including ICOM, Kenwood, Yaesu, Olenco, Bofang, TYT, Wuxin, Redivis, Anytone, QYT, Radtel, and Vero Telecom. They emphasize that many of today's HTs have USB-C charging, APRS, GPS, and Bluetooth, but none featured full duplex. They noted that satellite operators would be willing to pay a premium for a full duplex. And if you think about it, it means you do not have to purchase two radios, have a way of holding both, and the extra weight. They suggested a minimum of extended filtering between VHF and UHF bands, robust desense protection, and support for both memory and VFO operation in full duplex mode, CTCSS subtone transmission, and a rugged external antenna connector. As of the end of August, there were three responses, with one company being interested. Thanks to AMSAT Sweden for taking on this and providing us the story. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in Radio Sports, September 27th, the Masonic Lodge is on the air. That's phone. September 27th through the 28th, the CQ Worldwide DX Contest, RIDI, that's data. September 27th through the 28th as well, the YU DX Contest, CW and phone. And the main QSO party, CW and phone. Also on September 27th to 28th, the AWA Amplitude Modulation QSO party, that is phone. September 30th, it's the 222 MHz Fall Sprint, CW, phone, and digital. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Convention, September 27th, the ARRL Dakota Division Convention, that's in Moorhead, Minnesota. October 4th, the Rock Hill Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL South Carolina Section Convention, that's in Rock Hill, South Carolina. On October 4th, the Wichita Area Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Kansas Section Convention in Wichita, Kansas. October 10th through the 12th, Pacificon, hosting the ARRL Pacific Division Convention, that's in San Ramon, California. And on October 10th through the 11th, it's the Melbourne Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Florida State Convention, that's in Melbourne, Florida. And remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Narragansett Bay Amateur Radio Club in Tiverton, Rhode Island, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.